Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Harry Baker, who's CEO at Borders and Southern. How are you today, Harry?
Good, thanks, Zach, and thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Right, relatively big day for Borders and Southern on the basis that you've announced placing subscription and a retail offer. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Yes, on the surface, people might be a bit surprised by a placing now when we did our last one in October. In October, we were very clear that historically, the company's always raised 2 years working capital. And I felt that at the share price where we were at the time, it wasn't reflective of what we could see of the internal and external catalysts that were going to drive the stock. So we only raised 1 year's money. Where we are now is we're trying to farm out what is, I think, one of the world's really, you know, world-class discovery, a world-class development project. And we need to be able to look the industry in the eye as we have those conversations and look across the table and say, we're fully funded to the end of 2026, and we're fully funded to do the right deal, not necessarily just the first deal. And I think that resonates with our confidence in the asset and our confidence in the story. And we are really excited about, you know, what's to come.
Right. So, I mean, you've also taken advantage of the rise in the share price, which sort of doubled and tripled at one point. How much do you think the market is anticipating what Borders and Southern could deliver?
I'm old enough to remember what happened. There was last time there was activity in the Falkland Islands. In the last time there was a drilling campaign, I think there were five ways to play the Falkland Islands. You had Borders and Southern, Rockhopper, Desire, Fogle, Argos. This time around, there are two ways to play. There's Rockhopper and there's Borders and Southern. And two real things have changed. There's material differences, both in industry appetite for the sector. The industry is short barrels. It's short projects. It's probably worked out that solar panels aren't going to pay the dividend in 4, 5, 6 years' time. Oil is going to be around for longer. And you only have to listen to what's coming out of the mouths of chief executives during reporting season. There's a restatement of targets. There's a hunger for more projects, more oil projects into the portfolio. And that means the big oil is chasing barrels. And we've seen that physically in the industry. We've seen offshore South Africa, offshore Namibia, Guyana, down to Uruguay. The industry is chasing that Atlantic transform margin. And us in the Falklands, and I speak for our friends in the north as well, we've got big barrels, and it's at a time when the industry needs barrels. So I think it's a question of timing, and it's a question of, you know, the other thing that's different now is, you know, there is a much anticipated development about to happen in the north. And it's not my job to talk about Rockhopper and Sea Lion, but the market is full of speculation that Sea Lion is approaching imminent FID. And that is great for the islands. It's great for the industry. It's great for us because it shines a light on what else is down there. And I refer you back to last time there were five ways to play. This time there are two. And I think canny market investors have cottoned onto that and realized that the Falklands oil stories have always held an evocative place in the UK investor base's heart. And we know what happens when there's the prospect of activity, let alone real activity in the Falklands. And we feel we're positioned now to communicate our message to potential farminees. We've got a really strong story. We've got a near-term development story of 46 to 49 degree API oil that has a two-year total project payback at $60 a barrel. In and around that discovery, we've got another 1.5 billion barrels of liquids recoverable. And elsewhere in the portfolio, there's a further 9 billion barrels to get after. I'm not even talking about the gas. There's a huge, huge project down here in the Falklands that is really meaningful for companies that are way bigger than us. And we revel in the position that we own 100% of our license. And we go into these farm out conversations now with a much stronger balance sheet, which allows us, as I said, to do the right deal, not just the first deal.
In terms of a couple of points arising from what you've said there, well, any points actually, but the first one is we've seen a bit of a jump in some of your peers around the world, just maybe on the basis of Trump arriving, a bit of a drill baby drill thing. So maybe that's made people feel a bit better towards fossil fuels than they did before November. And the other point from what you're saying is that, currently you've got a market cap of 40 million, but it sounds, you're making the noises of a mid-tier company, not a minnow.
Yeah, on the drill, baby, drill, I'd address that. I mean, it's really clear that the oil industry needs more barrels. And drill, baby, drill, I think was a comment directed at the US shale. Drill, baby, drill only works if there's value. And, the Permian is handling 21 million barrels of water a day at the moment. So that easy acreage is gone. That global contraction of capital back onto the US onshore is, I think, changing. And we've seen that through the stories in Guyana and Namibia and South Africa. And the industry is looking further afield for bigger barrels. And drill, baby, drill, if a wonderful sentiment, actually just directs those companies to go on and pursue projects. And we're really excited. And we do see growing interests in our project and in the sector generally.
So you've got the runway, financial runway for choosing and picking the right moment, the right deal. What can we expect from your company for the rest of 2025? Is it just we'll get back to you when we've got the right deal, or is there anything else that we can look forward to?
Look, I find it really hard because this company is working night and day to deliver what the shareholders have wanted for many years in Borders and Southern. There are some particularly long-suffering shareholders who've been around for the duration, and we are very grateful for the loyalty of those shareholders because they can see what I can see. They can see we have a world-class asset, and the stars are now more in alignment for the industry to come on board and take our project forward. So while I'm grateful for their support, I'm equally excited about the future for Borders. But it does mean we can't really talk about who we're talking to, how far the conversations have got, and give any projections of timeline for the delivery of a certain deal. So the way I've started looking at it when I'm, communicating to people is it takes different companies different lengths of time to get up the knowledge curve when looking at a potential opportunity. So some buccaneering companies can go up the knowledge curve very quickly, and perhaps different types of partners take a lot longer and they're a bit more steady and a bit more sedate in the way they go about understanding a new proposition and opening in a new basin for themselves. So if naught is, hello, we'd like, nice to meet you, and 10 is, we know enough to make a proposal to you, we think there's companies that are very nearly at 10, and we think there's a lot of companies that are coming in every day. The increasing appetite for the for projects is widening the congregation of companies that can get involved in our story. So the job of our farm out advisors is to corral that interest and create some form of process and competitive tension so that we can get the right deal. Prior to this fundraising, I felt vulnerable that, as we saw last year, we saw a big sell-off in the shares as the market focused on capital requirements and funding needs. Now I think we can just focus on getting the right deal done and hopefully getting some of the threes and fours out of that 0 to 10 up to 10.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Harry Baker, CEO at Borders and Southern, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you for your time. And I just want to finish with we're super excited, and we really appreciate the shareholder support we have, and we look forward to delivering.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.